We're in Austin at the Performing Arts Center, and we're talking with the Indigo Girls. Thanks for your time. It seems that your work does something that's difficult to do, and that is it conveys positive values and behavior without becoming preachy or talking down to people. What are some of the important things that you want people to take from your work?
Well, I think basically to feel good about oneself, to know that we're all trying to live as honestly as we possibly can, and so a lot of the songs have to do with that, just experiences that we've gone through and our emotional responses to them, and it's not anything that's really, it's not a slick kind of show or anything, so there are no barriers, so hopefully people can take home that sense of honesty and that we're all having to work through some of the same kinds of things.
That's what I think.
Yeah, sounds good.
Emily, in your work, there's a wide variety of themes or topics. There's philosophical questions, like how long till my soul gets it right. There's theological concerns in songs like Prince of Darkness. There's social concerns, also references to the homeless and to politics. What kinds of things inspire you to write music?
Well, really just about everything. I mean, a book. Well, literature has had a great effect on my life and been a great inspiration. Music, my favorite writers, Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and others. And if I see a movie that moves me, and I grew up in a very loving family, and my dad is a theologian, so, you know, we were taught early on to ask questions of our own lives, I guess sort of the examined life, so to speak. And so just all those things, I'm constantly inspired.
In your work, there's archetypal imagery, there's rivers, the moon, the struggle between good and evil. Amy, it seems like in particular the song Welcome Me is something that could have arisen out of the collective unconscious. Tell me about the process of writing that particular song.
Well, I wrote that song when we were in the studio making our first record. And it was late one night. We got home and Emily had gone to bed, and I was it just came out of myself. Most of my songs are like that. They're very subconscious channeling of images that are just very abstract. And I've either written a bunch of stuff in a journal and I eventually put it to music, or I just am sitting with a guitar and letting whatever comes out of my mouth come out and tape it as I'm going, and then listen to the tape a couple of days later and write everything down that I've said and decide what I think it means, because usually I don't really know what I mean when I'm writing it.
So it's a lot of stream of consciousness type of...
Pretty much all stream of consciousness.
What about the song Jonas and Ezekiel? Tell me about that one.
I wrote that. I was riding my bicycle. It's about what was going through my head while I was riding my bicycle up in New Hampshire before we went and played a show at Dartmouth. And I wrote the verses, you know, in my head. I was singing them while I was riding, and I got home and I wrote everything down as soon as I got home, back to my hotel room. And the choruses came out, but I sort of developed it into, I didn't really know what it meant, and I figured it out what I meant by a lot of the things now at this point, and there were a lot of images just hitting me, and it's kind of a social commentary on America.
Houston two nights ago, and there was a concert at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion in the Woodlands. What was that like?
It was great. We'd never experienced the green side of Houston, I don't think. Like the woodsy side.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
It's the kind of place where people can stand up and dance, and I don't know if you could see when the sun sets there on the other side of the hill, and then everybody turns into silhouettes.
Just great.
Dancing. It is.
Yeah, because while Poi Dog was playing, I was out in the audience watching, and I looked behind me, and it looked like it was very cool, Lord of the Flies or something. It was all these youth people, you know, silhouetted. It was beautiful, beautiful.
It's kind of ritualistic.
Yeah,
the moves.
Ritualistic.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good question.
That's pretty painless, huh?
Yeah, it's very painless.
Emily and Amy are known for being nice and patient and gracious even when they're on the road, and we certainly found that to be true. And in fact, the entire crew on the tour with them went out of their way to be helpful. They were very sincere. So water seeks its own level, a little goodness goes a long way, light comes from light, and all that good stuff.